to Matt Flynn direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Talked about the Virginia governor race, the New Jersey governor race, the Mequon school board failed recall. There are other races around the country. I'm not going to get into all of them. I mentioned some of them yesterday. I want to revisit them now, a couple of them. One of them is New York City. New York City, important city. I was born in New York City. My father came back from the Marine Corps. He and my mom, he enrolled at Fordham University, great university up in the Bronx. I was born while he was an undergrad, having come out of the service. It's a great city, New York City, great city. They had a mayoral election. De Blasio was not on the ballot. The Democrat won, Eric Adams. Eric Adams beat Curtis Sliwa, S-L-I-W-A. Eric Adams, former captain of the police force in New York, president of the borough of Brooklyn, won 63-36, not quite 2-1. And that was good. Eric Adams will take care of business. I think he's a good guy. Curtis Sliwa is a very colorful guy. Wears a red beret. Remember the Guardian Angels? They go around as kind of good vigilantes, keeping an eye on things. Did a few things early in his career. Apparently he overstated or maybe made up certain crime incidents to give him some cachet. But basically, a guy with a red beret roaming through alleys with his buddies looking for crooks is kind of, you know, a neat thing to think about in the movies. May not want that with a city that has a budget, I think, is higher than the state of Wisconsin. I think it's 70 or 80 billion. Well, that's about the state of Wisconsin, somewhere in that neighborhood. And Eric Adams, I think, will do the job. In Buffalo, they had a very strange race. They had an incumbent governor who was beaten in the Democratic primary out there. The mayor is partisan. It's not partisan in Wisconsin. So in Milwaukee, we all know Tom Barrett is a Democrat, but when he ran, anybody's on the ballot for mayor of Milwaukee or anywhere else in Wisconsin, they're not Democrat or Republican. That's a progressive Republican reform under Fighting Bob La Follette. But in other states, they are partisan, and New York's one of them. So Eric Adams was the Democrat and Curtis Sliwa was the Republican. Well, in Buffalo, the incumbent Democratic mayor got beaten in the primary by a woman who is a socialist. Okay, doesn't have a lot of experience doing anything in government, but she beat him. Well, in the general election, the Democrat was going to win. The incumbent guy ran as a write-in. Now, running as a write-in is very, very difficult to win. Lisa Murkowski did it in Alaska some years ago after a right-wing nut beat her in the Republican primary. But her father had been governor and was very popular, and the Murkowski name was known. She handed out stickers, and she won. It's very hard to do, win as a write-in. Well, the latest results, it looks like in Buffalo, is that the incumbent, the write-in, may actually hold on to win. I think about 18 points, 14 points ahead, but, you know, it's subject. They have absentee voting. They have all sorts of things, and they're going to recount it. But basically, it looks as if that wily old incumbent snuck his way back in. Okay, we're going to the lines. Mark from the SAC, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Mark from the SAC?
Yeah, I'm disappointed, it looks like, in Virginia. But I guess that the one thing, the takeaway from Clefish's, campaign aide or whatever the heck she is, they're talking about Planned Parenthood, saying that they're white supremacist or that isn't that bearing false witness, and it's kind of amusing to me that these supposed Christians, you know, miss that whole thing when they're lying about their opponent. They miss the whole thing about bearing false witness against, isn't that one of the Ten Commandments? You're not supposed to bear false witness. And they seem to ignore that one rather freely. I mean, that let's not get into some of the other ones that it turns out that they ignore with relish, but that's one that was my first takeaway.
Yeah, well, beyond the theology, here's the deal.
They
simply, they lie. They say critical race theory is being taught it's not. It also doesn't exist. It has 20 different definitions. And Mick One wanted professional school board people, Mark. They wanted professional school board people. You're absolutely right. They did exactly that. And, you know, they hung on. The lesson to me of Mick One and Virginia, and frankly, even New Jersey, where, believe it or not, the Democrat Phil Murphy, the first go around before the absentee ballots, is behind by half a point, and he was ahead by a number of points during the polls. I think he'll still hang on simply because absentee ballots in the old days had favored Republicans. Now they favor Democrats for whatever reason. We don't have to get into all the political science, but Democrats than Republicans vote absentee now. And so then there'll be some weeping and gnashing of teeth, and then Trump will say it was rigged, and, you know, the courts will look at it, and I think Murphy will get back in. But I can't guarantee you that. I cannot guarantee you that. And the fact is that at the governor level, New Jersey, a purple state. Yes, it has Newark. It also has all of southern, western, northwestern New Jersey. Chris Christie was governor, Republican, a couple of terms. The truth of the matter is that they favor moderate Republicans and moderate Democrats. That's what they favor. And in this case, Ciattarelli, the Republican, put on his moderate costume. His moderate costume. He went around wagging his tail in a moderate costume. And that's what the Republicans are going to try to do. But what it does show me is that the center, you know, there's that great William Butler Yeats poem. And one of the lines is, all falls apart, the center will not hold or does not hold. He was talking about Irish history and, frankly, all of European history leading up to the First World War. All falls apart, the center does not hold. Well, in American politics, things don't fall apart and the center does fold. And we have very, very fine people on the progressive side and fine conservatives. But the truth of the matter is, nobody wants extremism. They don't want extremism. So the reason why Murphy may still win is because basically he's a fairly solid guy. The reason Ciattarelli may hold on to win is because he put on his moderate costume, moderate Republican, wagging his tail, holding his paws up for inspection, keeping Trump in the background. Youngkin did the same thing. He's the Republican in Virginia, talked Trump down Southern Virginia, Western Virginia, and ignored Trump and talked education in Northern Virginia and the suburbs around Washington, D.C. So that's what you're going to have. And the lesson to both parties is going to be, if the Republicans go full frontal social issues in northern states, I think they're going to be sadly mistaken if they do it in Democratic areas. But they'll try to get away with winking at it in Republican areas. And the Democrats, I think, have got to point out that these guys are being hypocritical. You can't have it both ways. You can't talk out of both sides of your mouth. And you take Rebecca Clayfish, who is the big loser out of the Mick One recall, one of her top aides, was one of the right-wing recallers. And she lost. She lost 58. She lost. She had 42% of the vote against 58%. And she's the nut that said that Planned Parenthood is a white supremacy organization. Clayfish said she'll shower with a metal brush. Oh my God, you know, because she did something. Look, I think Sean Duffy may jump in this race. And frankly, if he runs as a moderate, he'll be the tougher candidate. We're getting to a break. The lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.